Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Take a sad song and make it better.
I know covers are a risky territory, even though a lot of covers of bands that you hear are covers anyway that you don't realize. But this is obviously a Beatles song. And Sue, I thought of you in particular because we love the Beatles. But I heard this version by Wilson Pickett.
I was going to say, is this Wilson Pickett?
Oh, man, it's so good. So, you know, a little jarring because, again, and he put this out around the same time as the original Hey Jude. I'd have to look at the reference. But it caught my ear a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to have it on the bumper rotation. You know, so here's Wilson Pickett. It sounds great.
One of my favorite, or one of my wife's favorite things on Spotify, Marie, she loves to do Spotify's cover categories.
Oh.
And it's just nonstop people doing cover songs.
That's interesting.
And it's always a different artist.
I will say that, you know, Fred, I put the list of the bumper music on Spotify because I feel like that's the music format that everyone is more familiar with. I use something called Tidal, which is T-I-D-A-L. I love it. My daughter uses Tidal. I have like a family account. Here's what was happening. There's different features, and a lot of them have the same features. So with Tidal, I can see my most listened to ever. I can see my most listened to for May, for June, for July, whatever it is. But then when I start in the last 6 months in particular, looking at the my most listened, right? It's like Alex Warren. It's Benson Boone, and it's not because of me, it's because of Alexa. So she was taking over my music, and then the algorithms change altogether.
Sure.
So I've gotten to know Spotify a little bit better because that's what I post at 6 o'clock. I like it quite a bit. I really do. The only reason I like Tidal a little bit better is because they have high-resolution streaming, and I sometimes, you know, put the headphones on with a preamp that I use, and I can hear a little bit higher quality music. I mean, for most people, if you don't have good speakers or if you're listening in the car, that would never ever matter. But I didn't know that they had a covers category. But what I do know is when I put the bumper music together, they have enough categories where I can cheat and I can say, oh, I didn't think of this song, or oh, there's a song that I want to put on the bumpers. So I'm rather enjoying Spotify. And again, for people who don't know, I changed this because the masses were just demanding it. When I do the bumper music, and now there's 4 songs an hour, I put them on between 6 and 6:30 in a playlist. I think Marie would love my playlist if she would hit play on the Mark Reardon Show bumper list, Fred. That's all I would say.
I think she would. And in fact, we just got a Google Nest for the kitchen, which is, you know, it hooks up to everything in your house.
I don't think we
know how to do it.
Is it like the Amazon thing?
Yeah, it's like an Echo thing.
Yeah.
But because the speaker quality is so good, you know, and you could just say, hey, Google, play Spotify, whatever song, and it comes up and it sounds great.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I do that with Sonos, you know, and some of them are, not all of my Sonos speakers are Alexa enabled, if you will, but that's something that my daughter would use. And again, it would come through title. Now, that what you just raised is an interesting point, because if she does it on the Sonos speaker, I'm guessing it would come through my account still.
Whatever
probably.
You have your account with. Yeah.
Probably.
But now she has her own. We just set it up last night. You have to have an email address. You have to accept it. She transferred her playlist from my title into her, you know, new account. So then I think for the most part, because she listens with headphones quite a bit, and I think that's going to be a little different. My algorithm will change significantly.
Yeah.
All right, so there's been something I wanted to talk about for literally maybe weeks now, and it's interesting timing because this happened to Fred yesterday. And Sue, I don't know if it happens to you. I'm guessing the listeners will be able to relate to this. Every once in a while, it doesn't happen every day, it happens randomly, I'll get a text, and the text is from someone who is not in my contact, right? The last one I got 2 days ago said, "Hey, is that contract ready for tomorrow?" Sometimes it says, "Hey, are we still on for lunch tomorrow?" Or whatever like that. Fred, yours yesterday
was, "Yeah, hi, can I pick your brain for a minute?"
Right. And you don't have that person in the contact.
Wait. But they don't say anything beyond that.
No.
Because they want you to respond.
They want you to respond. Fish. Yeah.
Right. So what I've done, here's the one that I did respond to, because somebody said something, and I can't remember the specifics, but they were trying to reach someone in particular, and it was like, maybe, why aren't you responding to me? And all I did was say, "Hey, sorry, I think you have the wrong contact," right? Well, then there's a follow-up text. And here, this might be good for Telephone Tuesday, and we're going to open up the phone lines after Sue's news. What's the game that they're playing there? Because what they're trying to do is hook you in so you respond. And then they say, "Oh, I'm sorry, what's your name?" And then you give them their name, your name.
And then suddenly you have to chat eternally and they get your info.
But what's the game? Like, what are they looking for?
I never
take it further than once I realized that this was kind of a gimmick. Because let's face it, every once in a while you can get someone who texts you accidentally because they put the wrong phone number in or whatever. But it happens so consistently that it has to be a gimmick, and I don't know what the gimmick is. So what are they actually trying to do? Are they trying to hook up with you because it, you know, it's a sex thing? Are they trying to get your banking information? But then how would they do that? Maybe that's something for George Rosenthal. I have no idea.
It's a good question.
Now, we both have iPhones, right? Now, Sue, you have an Android. You have the communist phone, as I like to call it, right?
Well, certainly. Yeah, I get those every now and then, but I just figure it's all not good, and I don't know them, so I ignore it.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe the point is they're going to try to start up a conversation, and then you'll become buddies and somehow give them info.
Keep that in mind.
That's the long game, by the way.
Keep that in mind for the Telephone Tuesday topic here at the bottom. I'm going to talk about immigration and some of the things that are happening. Did Trump wrap up the speech? I think he did.
Yeah.
He was honoring the 250th anniversary of the Army. Remember, everyone was pissed off because he was going to throw a parade that day. I guess the parade idea went down the drain.
Oh, no, it's still coming up next week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's coming up on the 14th.
So they're still doing that?
Yeah.
The 14th, well, that's an interesting time.
My wife Marie will be in D.C. visiting our son Noah.
Well, the 14th is Saturday, and that's Flag Day, all right? But that's also the day that the resistance is doing, you know, all of these events all over the country. If you look at what they're saying, and St. Louis is involved here, they're trying to get people to go out and, you know, meet. It says from St. Louis. It actually includes us. I feel included for once. On the X, there's a tweet that says, emergency protest from L.A. to St. Louis, ICE out. Oh, this one's tomorrow, June 11th, 3 to 5 p.m. Sue, you can help us where this is. This says Tam Avenue overpass.
Oh, you know where that is.
Which one is that?
That's one over 6440 where they always broadcast in the winter, kind of by the zoo.
By the old
arena. Oh, okay.
Arena.
All right. Yeah. So what does that tell you? If they're going to do it, because a lot of these are set for Saturday, if they're doing something on the Tam Avenue overpass, doesn't that tell you that some people might throw bricks over the Tam Avenue overpass to cars below?
Yikes.
How
that
do the
would
cops
not be
even
good.
Yeah, right. So what do you do if you're the cops in the city of St. Louis, and maybe you're even working with the feds? What does Mayor Spencer do to say, okay, they're organizing this, we've seen violence in other cities, or do you just ignore it? And then you see what the consequences are. Because
that's a good question.
The other thing that happens, as you know, is they'll try to shut down the highway.
Uh-huh.
Right? So they say the overpass, but if they go down to 6440 and they start doing protests, and then it could be an interesting traffic afternoon tomorrow.
Well, that is the exit between Clayton Skinker and Hampton.
Yeah.
So that's where
yeah,
they like
you.
To go.
I got you. All right, listen, we're going to keep on top of that and hope it doesn't get nasty tomorrow. More, a lot of stuff about immigration, the protests in L.A. coming up right now. Sue's News is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it is Telephone Tuesday, which means just after Sue's News, we are going to open up the phone lines. If anyone has the answer to that little fishing experiment that we were talking about, I would love to know that because I'm very curious. But we'll talk about immigration and other stuff as well. But first, we got to do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
All right, here's what's happening. You know, we purchased a new house. We're not in it yet because there's stuff going on. But part of what's going on at the house is drainage had to be dealt with because we were getting a little bit of water in the basement. So, you know, they're doing some work over there. And part of what they're doing is putting a, you know, a pipe in the ground to take the water away from the house. Well, in so doing, there was a tree, like a maple tree in the backyard, a Japanese maple. It's not too huge, but they had to replant it because it was in the way. So they brought it into the front.
Right.
Now, this tree has been sitting unplanted for probably 3 days because it's still got the root ball. And today, or I guess it was yesterday, they go to move the tree and plant it. A bird has already built a nest in it and laid an egg.
Wow.
So I'm like,
that's fast work.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think they could build a nest in like one day.
So I say, what kind of bird is it? And they apparently the work guys and Mike looked it up, and it is a mourning dove because the mom is on the egg. They think there's only one egg in there. So they're all, I'm like, what? Mourning doves aren't my favorite, but
yeah,
let's,
we've got a lot of those.
You know, we got to try. So they move the nest to a bush while they planted the tree. And now the egg is just sitting there, and I'm wondering whether she comes back. They said she hasn't come back. I don't think so.
So
but
I have
3 days.
I have the starlings now. I think that's what
they're
are,
evil.
Right? So there was one that
they're
they
really
built.
Small, right?
Yes, they
oh,
built.
Oh no, wait! The starling's bigger. You well, have they're, a they're you mean a sparrow? Big.
They're not sparrows. Oh. They don't look like sparrows.
Okay.
No. But what they do is, we've talked about this, every year they build a nest above one of my gutters. I knocked one of them down, but then Becky's like, you can't knock them down when there's eggs.
That's
so
right.
Then they're on there. These things, when I'm out in front, like we've been taking the puppy out the front door, they dive bomb so close to your head when they're in protective mode. Now, at night, we go out there. They don't do anything. They don't. But if they deem there's a threat to that nest, these dudes will dive bomb. And I feel like if I had a tennis racket, they would... You know, run right into the tennis racket.
Oh, they're not great. They're an invasive species. You could write that down.
Tell me about it. They're what they do is they require a lot of power washing after they leave of my front porch.
See, and we've got another nest in a front bush, but that's a mockingbird. That's happy. That's friendly. I just don't think the other ones are that bright, but I'm glad I don't have starlings. Okay. It is National Frosted Cookie Day, National Egg Roll Day, National Black Cow Day, and National Ballpoint Pen Day. I don't know why black cow specifically, but all right. But the ballpoint pen is because today, on this day in history, 82 years ago, in 1943, it was invented, well, actually it was patented, by Laszlo Biro of Budapest, Hungary. Now, for some reason, I thought it was invented here. I was wrong. It was invented in Hungary.
I thought it was American.
Can I permission
yes,
to
yes,
ask a
of
question?
Of course, yes. You, Mark Reardon,
can
please.
Black Cow Day be about the drink and not the actual cow?
Oh, I thought that was a brown cow.
Well, you call it a black cow, or you could do
maybe
a brown
it is
cow.
A black. I never thought of that.
Like when you put the ice cream in Coke or something like that.
All right, well, maybe.
I'm guessing.
I'll go with that. I don't have another explanation.
Because otherwise, that seems very discriminatory toward cows.
Yes, it does. Also, on this day in history, we've got music, and you can hit it anytime because this album is 50 years old today.
Now, that's a big one.
1975. The Eagles.
And still selling. Well, I guess they don't sell copies here, but, you know, lots of streams, I'm sure. I know Sue loves her Eagles, no doubt about it. There's a little bit of a bird theme going on here in Sue's News, too. I hope that continues.
This album is their fourth. It's One of These Nights, but I like this song better, so I'm playing it.
I use One of These Nights as a bump sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw it in tomorrow.
Okay. How much GPS do you use? Fred, are you a GPS user?
Explain that. I mean, if I ask Siri for directions
If you get the car, are you on your own making turns and doing things, or are you just completely GPS?
Oh, if I know where I'm going, I'm completely on my own.
But I use it more than maybe I think I should, just because even if I'm in a location where I'm not exactly, I may know the location, but then what's my easiest path to get home?
Yeah.
And even with, you know, I mentioned this road closure by my house, it adjusts for that, right? So in some cases, I may ask for help. Even when I went to the Humane Society to adopt the puppy, I knew it was on Mackland, but I'm like, wait, what's my best route to get there near Manchester? So I've used it quite a bit.
Yeah, not long ago, I just overruled it. Because I'm like, oh, that's not the quickest way home. I know the quickest way.
Yes.
And it was, you know, the road was blocked.
It was right.
I just said,
exactly.
Right.
Smarter than we are. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you, as iPhone people, ask Siri to give you directions, what is she using? Is it a Google Map? Is it Waze? What do you use?
She uses, I think it's Google Maps.
I think so, too.
Okay, it is. So, which is on
and
my
here's,
phone.
Here's what I'd also say. I have navigation in my car. It does not, I don't trust it. I trust Google Maps more. And I think I have a pretty good navigation system, but it's wrong every once in a while.
Yeah. Those things aren't as up to date as your phone.
Seemingly, yes.
Well, they say that GPS has eroded people's map skills. And there's a poll out saying on navigation skills, only 16% of people are confident that they're excellent navigators without turn by turn GPS directions. Do you remember the story we had? Was that last year, maybe the year before, of a woman who was following that, wasn't paying attention to anything else, and ended up driving directly into a lake?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I don't think I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. But I love a map. If we're going on a road trip, I like to get out the big old map and say, find out here, here. Because what if you drop your phone drops or, you know, you can't have coverage.
So you have like the Rand McNally that's just handy in the trunk or something like that?
Yes, I love it so much. Yes.
That's impressive. That's very old school, Sue.
But I have the big old, I love a map. 37% of people say they'd be good. 27% of people say they'd be fair. But here's some, sorry.
The crowd didn't like it.
They say that there are some other stats from the poll that 68% of people say their sense of direction is very good. 59% like me say they enjoy reading maps. But there are a percentage of people who just keep on GPS all the time. And even if they know where they're going, like Fred knows, they just leave it on and follow it wherever it goes. Are you that person?
Oh, no.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, I always think I know better and then I don't.
Mark? Are you
same as Fred, but I mean, I do. I probably use it more than I anticipated that I would.
Yeah, that's fair.
I had to use it the other day, and I got lost in a part of Soulard that I thought,
"How do I get out?
I got to get out!"
Right.
And all of a sudden, I was on streets names that I never heard before,
right.
And so I had to put it in to find my way back to 55.
I'm with you. And then, so to your point, then you just use it just to get to the highway, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay. Well, also, Father's Day is coming fast. Do you guys know what you want for Father's Day? Do you ask for something, Fred?
No.
Mark?
No.
Do they ask you? What do you want?
Yeah. Like, I was at Nordstrom last week because I had to go to the Apple store, and it said Father's Day gifts under $100. I'm like, wait a second. I prefer over $100. So that's the only guidance that I offer.
Fred, do you see what I'm dealing with?
I do.
Yes. You don't ask.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, they've come out.
I think it's a little bit different if you've got a child as opposed to grown-up
kids. Do you get homemade stuff still? Because that's cute.
Yeah, from Alexa. But look, at this point, I'm more interested in my son, who's now a father in Houston. So we're going to focus on him.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, now we will do finally in Sue's News. Today's random fact. I've got several. I'm going with the theme of Diet Coke.
Excellent.
Diet Coke is vegan. But Diet Pepsi isn't.
Wait, what?
Pepsi won't say what animal ingredient it uses that keeps it from being vegan because that's, quote, commercially sensitive information. But that's the truth. Diet Coke vegan, Diet Pepsi, nope.
I'm down to, look, I've had two today, Sue.
That's
so
impressive.
I've weaned. I've only had two Diet Cokes. The most I've had since Greece has been three a day. Somehow the craving has been cured. We're coming back with more. That's a Sue's News for a Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. Telephone Tuesday is coming up. Get your thinking cap on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got a good story about this one. There's a brand new, Paul Hall talked about it last Friday, so you were not here. There's a brand new Apple TV Plus show called Stick with Owen Wilson. I think I was telling
yes,
you about it yesterday.
You were.
He plays a washed up, I don't even want to say washed up professional golfer, but it's a professional golfer who had, they make it very clear, had a, like a psychotic break on the golf course, and he hasn't played professional golf. And he discovers this young kid at the driving range who can just smoke the ball, right? Just smoke. But the kid is immature, and he wants to take him out on tour and see if he can actually, you know, play professional golf. And he brings up that song because he's trying to say to the kid, look, where does your brain go if you're struggling? You're making some bad shots, right? Where do you go? And his mom goes, well, I go to a beach somewhere. Like, my brain goes, people, you know, have these little tricks. How can you calm yourself down? And Owen Wilson's like, I think of the song Cecilia, because how can you not be happy when you hear the song Cecilia? Well, of course, the kid's like,
have
you know,
listened to the
15
lyrics.
Years old,
yeah,
but
okay.
it is a great song and it puts a smile on your face. All right, so it is Telephone Tuesday, which means that you, the audience, can control a portion of the next segment or two by calling in. And I usually don't pin it down just to one topic. 241-9797, 314-241-9797. I genuinely am interested. We describe this phishing technique that people use when someone texts you and they say, hey, are we still on for lunch or something like that? And then you think it's someone who has the wrong number, and they just accidentally texted that person. But then you realize, and I don't respond to these, then you realize if you respond, well, they're going to say, hey, well, can you have lunch tomorrow? Or, but what's the end game there? I really don't know what the ask is. And then on the immigration front, some of this is, Fred, I haven't heard the Univision anchor. What is this about? Because there's a couple of pieces of audio that I haven't gotten through.
It sounds to me like this anchor is supporting the
criminals.
Right.
The
so
lawbreakers.
And she's saying it's you know, Los Angeles used to be Mexico.
Yeah, well, okay, here's Nat's sound of everything that happened and the destruction, which apparently is going to come to a city near you across America. Here's the former Univision anchor.
The fight between President Trump and Governor Newsom is sort of like diverting attention from the real issue at heart here, which is the abuse of the immigration authorities. Remember that California was part of the of Mexico. All of the Southwest is Mexico. So the roots are really deep in that region. And what they're saying is, no, not in our community.
Well, it's such a misrepresentation. And see, that's amplified on the legacy media. What they're saying is, and I think this is what people voted for, when we have criminal migrants that have crossed the border, and we know they have because Joe Biden, if you will, he opened up the border. There's, I was going to pull some audio of this, but Fred, you know who Randy Raley is. Sue, you do too.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked with Randy, and I really like him as a friend. And he has been someone that we've tapped into as an expert on music. Like, if someone passes away, he's very knowledgeable, and he was a great disc jockey. But he hates Trump. And I was tooling across the Facebook last night, and he had this video post where he's essentially being like Bruce Springsteen was in England, and democracy is threatened, and all these things. They're going into homes, and they're sweeping them up. Missing the entire point, you know, there's a few things I want to say, and all I did, I shouldn't have engaged. I just did the laughing emoji because it's just comical to me that there are people that never for one moment were interested when, I'll point to Bill Malusian, every day was on the border and showed video of people, whether they were African nationals, Chinese nationals, or people from Mexico or South America, invading our country. So yeah, California has a rich, deep history with migrants, but we're talking about people, A, that shouldn't have been here in the first place, B, who have committed crimes, in some cases, heinous crimes. And then there's Karen Bass, the mayor, a communist.
It makes me feel like our city is actually a test case for what happens when the federal government moves in and takes the authority away from the state, are away from local government. I don't think that our city should be used for an experiment to see what happens in the nation's second largest city.
See, that's the narrative that they're going with right now. This is what the lefties are saying. There's op-eds about this. Look, what Trump is doing here, this is what Randy Raylor was saying last night on Facebook. He's doing it because he's going to do it in every city. Well, if you have people who shouldn't be here, like the Maryland father, who are criminals, yeah, we're going to take them. We're going to remove them from the country. Chris Klemm, former border agent, is going to join us after 5 o'clock. Now, she was asked a question, Karen Bass. Are the Dems a little out of touch on this?
Are Democrats out of touch on this issue?
Well, I think if you did the polling in Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way, considering we are a city of immigrants. Do people really approve the federal government coming in and seizing power from a state and from a city? So I drill down a little further on that poll, because I do not believe that Americans support the federal intervention in a city takeover or a state takeover.
No, but I drill down a little more on that poll and say, do the American people support removing criminal migrants who are dangerous from this country? Even the people that started all this the other day, there were people that were accused of murder, that had committed murder, that they were trying to remove from the country. Anyway, that topic and more up for conversation. Telephone Tuesday here on the Mark Reardon Show. Clayton, you get us started here on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. Just want to comment on this nonsense of these people doing these burnouts and taking over these streets in the south side, St. Louis down there. It's just it's a crock. It's just like the migrant situation. And the police sit there and say, well, we've sent a message with these spikes, you know. Arrest somebody for crying out loud.
Yeah, we've talked about this. No, and I appreciate it. I saw there was a story that was in the local paper even today, or maybe it was in last night, about the spike strips. But yeah, how much is that going to really do? And apparently it didn't do much in the first time. And to his point, this stuff is kind of out of control and it keeps happening. And then if you have this, I'm very curious to see what might happen tomorrow with this Tam Avenue overpass that they're trying to draw people to for a protest. What happens there? Some of these people are the same people, let's face it.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
the type
for sure.
that want to stir up you know what, and they don't really care because they don't think there are consequences. Larry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Telephone Tuesdays. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. I got my post-dispatch renewal form today. For 8 weeks, the price is $257.99.
Wait,
what?
For 8 weeks? How is that possible?
I get a renewal form every 8 weeks for $250. Well, last 8 weeks, it was $248. It's gone from $248 to $257.99.
Well, how are you? You're not
what?
Paying that, are you? Because what I had highlighted a couple weeks ago is I got an email that said your rate is going to $38 a month. My response was, no chance in hell am I paying more for the Wall Street Journal or for the Post-Dispatch than the Wall Street Journal. So I did get it reduced. I've had some people call here saying they've gotten it even more reduced than I have. But your numbers, I'm not good at math. I'll just be honest with you, Larry. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I do live in Illinois. And when I moved from St. Louis in 2020, it was $199. And it has gradually increased a few dollars every time.
Wait. Okay, just to be clear here. You're talking about $199 just for 2 months?
For 8 weeks.
Well, that's
for
2 months.
For 8 weeks of the actual newspaper?
I get the newspaper delivered to my front door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's
you
it.
You know what? Maybe online would be better for him,
well,
actually.
Well, because
it's
that's
cheaper.
Outrageous. Why would you pay that?
Well, I'm thinking about not doing it.
I would think strongly.
They were supposed to save money by moving the printing to Columbia.
No, what they're saving is not doing as much news because you don't get the coverage. And then you get, you know, headlines that are misspelled like the word have, H-A-V, instead of H-A-V-E last week. Here's my suggestion. Call them. Don't give up. Okay, tell them, I'm not paying for this. They'll give you a price. Uh-uh, I ain't paying for this. I want to talk to a supervisor. They will continue to drop it. But I'll be honest with you, that price doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
And maybe that's the only way they're staying in business is because guys like you haven't called yet. I have no idea. That doesn't even sound realistic, does it? To you guys? Does that sound realistic?
No. Good heavens.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else has thoughts on that.
I'm shocked by that.
Ed, you're on Telephone Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yesterday you mentioned that the Musk departure was because he was to be getting a briefing at the Pentagon about war plans with China.
I mentioned that, and by the way, good tie-in, Batya Ungar-Sargon, who is going to be with us at 5:30, will address that. That was reporting from both Axios and the New York Times. So yeah, that's where that came from. You're right. That was part of what Trump got pissed off about, allegedly.
Okay, but wouldn't it make more sense that it was Secretary of Defense's decision to give him that briefing?
Well, I think I think that's a good question. But the indication from the reporting seemed to be that he went rogue on that. But, you know, I'll ask that specific question to Batya when she joins us, because she did a perfect job of encapsulating that entire scenario. There were several things. Like, if you go back to that day, why did it happen? They cited several things. One was that briefing on China. And Trump said, maybe you're right, maybe Pete Hegseth opened the door, but he said he should not be there, and he threw the red flag down. The other was the EV mandate. So there were several things that were occurring and culminating and building at the same time. And again, you got to be careful here, Ed, because that's according to some of the reporting in the New York Times and Axios. So you always kind of take that with a grain of salt, but that's allegedly what happened, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But check out the next hour. Batya's awesome on this, and I'll ask her that question specifically. I don't remember if it was answered in the column. 241-9797 is the number. 314-241-9797. Jeff, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, good day, Mark. I wanted to respond to your question about the texting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really, really what you're up against there in general is a matter of discovery and probing, and depending on the use case of the action, like if somebody's just trying to find valid text numbers that they can then report to somebody who's a spammer and sell them for 25 cents each or $1 a piece. So what you can do, like a little martial arts move, if you look at those and read them, some of the systems will send a reply back to the texting mothership, as it were, and that does kind of indicate that you're a valid, you know, fish on a hook in a sense. I had to deal with this yesterday. I didn't recognize a number. It was one of those sort of things where it could have been a friend. So what I do, I don't look at the number. I make a note of the number, and then I'll go to my contact list, and I'll see if that number is associated with anybody I know. And at that point, I will then get back to them. But until then, when you respond, you might be kind of doing that.
But I haven't responded at all. But are you saying even if you open up and look at the text that that's risky?
Yes, in some, because it's sort of like if you think about emailing campaigns, you can get a report back as to how many people opened it, not necessarily how many responded. And so I would imagine that the text campaigns available to people will offer that sort of feedback, and you then show as somebody who did respond, and therefore you are a live wire. And then in the cases of just trying to get closer to, say, a target or some such as a person and find their circle of influence, you can just use it to confirm that that is somebody who's valid on a list, or that they might know somebody.
Right.
Is this Mark?
Yeah.
No, Mark's the wrong number. Or, you know, so there's so many ways to play about it. And it's quite wild. And I just want to say, hey,
that makes sense.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you finish.
I was just going to say, hey, we met a long time ago when you first came back in the day to St. Louis. I was sort of helping you land your tech a little bit. So good to hear from you again. I very much appreciate these conversations. They're very valuable, very important. There's not a lot of language for this, and certainly not a lot of understanding about it. So it's great to hear you talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But what you said makes a lot more sense. That's why I've stopped talking or responding. But Fred, it was funny because the timing of yours was perfect yesterday, right?
Right, it was.
So that makes a little bit more sense. Hang in there. Thank you, Jeff, for the phone call. We got a couple more people lined up this afternoon. We'll get to you after the break. 241-9797. Oh, there is a fascinating, fascinating tweet that was sent out. I don't even want to tell you who it's from. We're going to hold on that. It may have to wait until the next hour. Sue, you in particular will be really interested in this
one.
I will say this. It was a topic we talked about quite a bit yesterday, so hang in there for that. But it's Cell Phone Tuesday. We have a couple more calls. By the way, great calls here this afternoon, so I appreciate that. 241-9797. Let's see if I can keep this straight, because we have this high-tech system where Ethan literally texts me who's on the line. It's so sophisticated here at 97.1 FM Talk. Alan, you're on Telephone Tuesday. Good afternoon.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I'll have to make this precise and quick here. A conversation with my overly liberal son.
I have two of those.
He lives out in the Seattle area, works with quite a few immigrants of various legal status, and so he gets a little bit out of shape when you. And the scenario I tried to present to him was here's the problem. You've got, especially with the, even Obama said it, the unfiltered, immigrants coming in. You've got a family down there in, any given South American country, family, a husband and wife, maybe a couple girls. They're being terrorized by the local thugs. The money's being taken, whatever it is, they're threatening to kidnap the daughters or whatever. And the parents finally say, that's it. We're out of here. We're going to America, one way or another. So they fight the hard fight. They get all the way up here. Maybe he gets a job. They get a place to stay. Next thing you know, he comes home from work, and guess who's there? Those same two thugs that were harassing him and taking his money down in South America, because they just walked in unchecked, and now they're, and I think that's why in the overall big picture, that's what's the Democrats and everybody letting everybody in unchecked. If they would have checked and kept out the quote-unquote bad people. Yeah,
the bad hombres, gangbangers.
There would be no issue. Who knows what the election would be like or anything, because a non-issue.
Good. The point is valid from several perspectives. I do think that what happens is a lot of family members, if you have a family down there, one will come over, the working man will come over and try to send money back. But one of the goals of what ICE is trying to do is to crack down on the bad hombres, on the gang members who are doing, in some cases, exactly what you're saying. So let me ask a random question there related. Has that perspective resonated with your son or not?
I'll say at least I got a raised eyebrow out of him.
All right. I'll take that as a no, but I appreciate your call. I got to get to one more here. And Donna, if you can make it quick, go ahead. You're on Telephone Tuesdays.
Hey, I love your show. You're talking about the protest, and I, out of curiosity, on my Facebook, I saw this thing pop up. It's called No Kings. Join the June 14th No Kings protest.
Yes, I've seen
that. I went to the site and plugged in my zip code, and they're going to be over off of Mid Rivers and Sondren and O'Fallon. And there's a site, they've got a whole website. You can sign up to do the protest or help them out, donate and all those stuff. So I just want to put it out there for people to avoid that overpass over there, because the Palestine one was over there as well.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of the same people. A lot of the same people are involved. They're trying to. But here, if it's widespread, like you said, what do police authorities do? And by the way, I don't care if someone wants to march and hold a sign, if they want to wave a Palestinian flag, if they want to burn an American flag. Unfortunately, they have the freedom to do that. But where I get concerned is bricks being thrown on cars, cops being hurt, things along those lines. So it is something to keep an eye on. I would not want to be in law enforcement. Kara Spencer, the mayor, has a lot on her plate right now in the aftermath of the tornado. We don't need that nonsense here, but let's be clear. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's the idiots in L.A. that are downplaying the violence. We're back with Chris Klemm coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.